Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Anything about you, and quite frankly I don't trust you. She's very susceptible. You could get her to do anything you wanted.
No, I don't think so.
How am I supposed to look out for her now?
What do you want to do? Keep her here? Locked up for the rest of her life?
She hasn't got the strength.
She's stronger than you and me.
You don't understand, do you? She's not right in the head.
Come on, she just wants it all.
Say hell yeah!
Sal si puedes.
Episode.
Stay humble.
Yo soy vagabundo.
Begins now.
That was amazeballs.
Y'all ready for this?
Sal si puedes.
When did this hunger for new lands begin?
Stay hungry!
Growing up, I was a shy boy.
Shy.
And pretty sheltered.
It's just the shy boy!
Now, I see differently. Now, I understand a bit more. I grew up in a house with 18 other humans, so I had space issues.
You got some issues.
Still do. I got my own room during my junior year in high school, a small, cold, or sweaty box, depending on the month of the year. I'm not complaining. I appreciated the privacy, but it was not always comfortable. It used to be a back balcony. I am hand motioning quotation marks because it was pretty scary to stand out there.
What's the matter? Are you scared? Are you scared?
I used to often sit on the front porch of our house just to breathe, especially on Sunday mornings. Part of my decision to attend hippie UC Santa Cruz.
Hey, this is US history. See the globe right there. May I come in?
Was my desire to breathe. On one of those Sunday mornings,
this Sunday morning,
before making my decision to attend that hippie school, I counted 15 parked cars on the street and driveways closest to me. It was like I couldn't breathe in the house or outside. 15 cars for 4 houses. I felt trapped.
I don't know.
All those stationary vehicles helped me decide. So desperate to breathe, I went to that university 6 hours north without even visiting the campus to see if I liked it. How do you attend a school you don't even visit? I didn't even know Boyle Heights or El Sereno that well. And those are the closest barrios to City Terrace, the barrio where I grew up.
Tell them where you're from!
I was kind of lost in my own little world. In fact, my father lived in Boyle Heights. I thought it was far. It was just off of Soto, only a 5-minute drive from my house. Go up Van Pelt Avenue, make a left at City Terrace Drive, then when you hit Marengo, bust a left on Soto. My father died when I was 16. And I still resent him at times. Was he all that bad? I find that funny because I did not know him well.
You don't even know him, Tanya. I mean, he's not all that bad.
Or is that the reason? I can't find the reason. We will get into that another time. I was usually homeward bound. Where can you really go when you're on welfare?
Because, like, your mom drives the Dodge Caravan and you eat breakfast at school like you like poor.
I did take some RTD bus trips to the west side to Santa Monica Beach with my cousin Ralph.
What's your name, son?
Ralph!
To buy some Led Zeppelin shirts. He and his older brother, Ruben, got me into that type of music. The bus trips were fun, and so was that music. I found it life-altering.
It's a mindset small that you have to fall in with the pack wherever they run. Will you still steer when death is near and say that you may as well worship the sun?
My family sometimes made summer trips to Fresno to visit aunts and cousins. That was fun too. Or trips to Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, and Magic Mountain. That was the extent of my travels up until college. I never left the state of
California
until my junior year at UCSC. I was outside, but I felt like I never got out of the house during my youth. At 20 or 21, I finally left
California
on a short trip to Lake Pyramid outside Reno, Nevada, with two good friends from UCSC, Nick and Sahail. At that university, my friends and I often made some short trips to Watsonville and Gilroy. I often went to Oakland for some giant burgers and to Berkeley to Gilman Street to see some punk shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is punk rock!
I also enjoyed San Francisco, and if you go there,
shoot away.
The Bay Area was a great place for metal shows too. I went to Mountain View to see the incomparable Mike Patton and Faith No More, the yet-to-be world-famous Metallica, and Huntington Park's Slayer. At the Cow Palace in San Jose, I witnessed the always overlooked thrash legends Exodus. Oh yes, several trips to the legendary club The Stone in San Francisco to see New York thrashers Overkill, Swedish doom metal pioneers Candlemass with Messiah at the helm, and my all-time favorite metal band, The Almighty Trouble, with Bruce Franklin and Rick Wartell on lead guitars. My friend Greg put together some great shows on campus, and he even got the Malvins, with the incredible Dale Crover on drums, to play at Crown Dining Hall. Still, one of the loudest shows I've ever experienced. In nearby Aptos, I saw Santa Cruz hardcore legends Blast with Bill Torgerson, another one of my favorite drummers. As you can hear, music has always been an important part of life, and it will play a role in this podcast. As you can infer from the bands mentioned, I like my music somewhat distorted and aggressive.
If it ain't rough, it ain't me!
Post-college, I visited my girlfriend at the time in Washington, D.C. while she was on an internship. I remember that humidity very well, even more than my visit to the Capitol and Lincoln Memorial. I also visited
New York City
for the first time. I visited
South Bronx, South Bronx, South Bronx,
and East Harlem, and had some great Greek food there. I made sure to visit the Audubon Ballroom, where Alhaj Malik Shabazz was gunned down in 1965 at the tender age of 39. Man, what a loss. To me, he was a prince.
Our own black shining prince.
I had read many of Malcolm X's speeches and knew his story well.
Anytime you beg another man to set you free, you will never be free. Freedom is something that you have to do for yourself.
I later happily met his wife, Betty, if you can believe that. Then maybe in 1998, I went on a trip with my then girlfriend, my first international excursion. We went to
Mexico.
Liz and I had joined forces in college and continued that partnership into the civilian world back in Los Angeles. She from Highland Park in Northeast Los Angeles, and me born and raised in East Los.
Where are you from?
Believe we did Oaxaca, Mexico City, and finally, Guanajuato. Where?
No vale nada la vida.
Guanajuato is the one that got me. The center had and still has no stoplights.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
It is a beautiful little town and will be featured in season episode. But I was enraptured there. So casual and easygoing. I felt reborn there.
I will be reborn!
Con
Las Momias de Guanajuato.
Because I grew up the way I did, in Mexico, I was comfortable among simple local people and had learned to survive with the barest of resources. So later, I made longer trips to Mexico and enjoyed myself, especially in the many small cities I visited. And that is where I decided to become a part-time vagabond.
Yo soy vagabundo.
Shortly thereafter, and most every summer, the adventures began. Guanajuato, Ajijic, Aguascalientes, Celaya, Cholula, Cuernavaca, Dolores, Durango, El DF, Guadalajara, Irapuato, Janitzio, Juarez, Jocotepec, Morelia, Pátzcuaro, Puebla, Oaxaca, Querétaro, San Cristóbal de las Casas, San Miguel de Allende, Salamanca, San Luis Potosí, Taxco, Tenochtitlan, Tulum, Veracruz, Villahermosa, Zacatecas, etc.
¡Viva México, cabrones!
Of course, this guy always wants more. So later, I crossed over into Belize, Guatemala, Honduras, and so on. Episode is where I will describe my favorite city, a place where I am most comfortable. Sure.
I want to see the London and I'll be in Tokyo. I see the Colosseum across the Berlin Wall.
But this small colonial city town is the one that has my heart.
Aww.
There ain't much to do there, some friends say. I answer, exactly. I will discuss a book written by a former New York Times travel writer.
New York City!
Get a rope.
I review a movie filmed in this favorite city of mine. How many times did I roll my eyes?
Did you just roll your eyes at me?
I consider a punk zine from a country that used to be part of Greece that I recently visited. On the audio side, I yap about a punk band from Venezuela now residing in Colombia. I will discuss a podcast about women who travel, this one focusing on the aviation industry and how a union leader made some movidas for the better of those on the front lines of said industry.
Nosotros los obreros estamos destinados a heredar la tierra.
Con toda seguridad, será un triunfo muy costoso. Descansarán sobre un montón de ruinas.
No tenemos miedo a las ruinas.
Finally, I then chew over some of the delicacies I discovered in this oasis of mine. Who knew I loved gorditas so much? I mean the ones with garbanzo and nopales, of course. That's episode...
And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Let the blow fall soon or late. Let what will be o'er me. Give the face of earth around and the road before me. Wealth I ask not, hope nor love, nor a friend to know me. All I ask, the heaven above and the road below me.
This was recorded in City Terrace, East Los Angeles, March 2024.